alternative.
See, this is coming along in pretty good shape here. Yeah, so this is about right. This is a regular meeting of the Tananaw Yukon Historical Society, and we're meeting in the office of Alaska Land, and today is February 26, 1970. We've just finished our business meeting, and now I'm going to turn the microphone over to our longtime member, Magdalene Cassidy, who's going to interview a couple of guests that are going to speak to us tonight. Mr. Cassidy.
This evening we have with us Mr. and Mrs. Stevens. That is Sophia Stevens and Arthur Stevens. They have spent much of their life at Eagle, Alaska. And I'm going to ask first that Mr. Stevens tell us when he was born and where he has lived and in the type of house he has lived and who his parents were.
I was born in Eagle, 1904, November 4. And ever since there, my parents, they call him Big Steve. And my mother died when I was 6 years old, and my father raised me. So that's been out in the woods rest of time. All that time, when my mother died, I didn't know where she gone. I thought she gone just for trip. So finally I find out she gone. So that's it. And then after my mother died, we went up 50 mile, up 40 mile country. Used to be all before Dawson strike, this town there, this little town there. So my father, he going out to hunt. We helped him, my brother too, help him hunt. So you know what, all day that time, when their wife died, they got prepared, but for 2 years to collect everything, money, blanket, moccasin, to make potlatch for the, and the relation helped them too. Half the time we got nothing to eat but go like that. We don't get no fresh stuff them day. Lucky we get some potatoes from the fall, onion, sometimes we have stew. We don't get no fresh bread. No any kind fresh. So sometime what we get some cooked biscuit. Well, what you call native, they call bannock. They make a bannock. and the other thing they cook, they fry bread too. Flour, bread, make good meal. So mostly we eat fat meat, lots of rice and macaroni. So then my father worked for 2 years there to make potlatch. Then we go back to Eagle again, where my mother died, with my sister and brother and relation. So they called people from Tenor Cross, Dawson, and Circle. They all get together and make potlatch for 1 week. That's where all time go. But nowadays, that's all gone.
Would all the native all the native peoples do that, or just the,
well,
just the chiefs, or the,
no,
the
all native do
all
that?
All native
people. Yeah, they think about people die, and they think, I don't know what they got on that the idea. Mm-hmm. See,
was the missionaries in there
yeah.
by that time?
Yeah,
the
after,
priests.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But this was part of your ancient customs that you still carried on.
Yeah. But I seen that when, well, I born in 1900, that's why I talk, but the more story is way back, old story that I listen to all people gather like this evening, tell story, but way back around middle 1800, see?
Mm-hmm.
Some, you talk about big chief, they got big chief up Eagle, they call him Charlie, big chief Charlie.
Is it now, he's living now?
No, he died at, when I was kid, he died around 1907.
He was a very famous chief.
Famous chief. They gather everything. He got the 10 chief, they got cash, you know. They build up. Mm-hmm. They got everything.
Then if you need help, they give it to you?
Yes.
Is that what that cash is
mm-hmm.
for?
Mm-hmm.
He
gave him a speech too. See?
He what?
Give him a speech.
Oh,
to his people.
Yeah.
To attend. Some people do wrong. Big chief got to make talk and they gather up and straight thing up. Maybe that time Sophie and I married and we fight maybe, see? They gather up, big chief, he makes speak and let's settle down everything.
Well, when he talks, does he bring in other people or just to you alone?
No, he bring all people, whole tribe, kid and all, so people they can listen, see? Just like we've been in my time meeting, you see, kid and all grown up together and we got community hall, see, gather there and so they can learn something from old people to little kid, see. That's the best proper I ever see. I've been like that all through. Ever since I was 15 year old, they put me in a council of my village, yeah. And then since I was served that all time, I've been served, been chief, try straighten out people, me and my wife. We helped lots of people.
What was the white settlement? How many white people? Was there an army post there?
Yeah, army post, there, but was there 1902, just like down at Fort Gibbon?
Mm-hmm.
See, they call it Fort Ebert.
Fort Ebert.
Yeah.
Ebert.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when your father went to, what was the name of the town?
40 Mile.
40 Mile.
That's Canada.
And well, he took, what was your sister's name?
Martha.
Martha, and your brother's?
My brother's name is Charlie.
And your father's name?
Steve, Big Steve they call.
Big Steve.
Yeah, Big Steve Simon.
Simon.
Yeah.
Well, the Stephen.
Stephen.
His Big Chief Simon Stephen?
Mm-hmm. He's not chief, but he's just ordinary man. Yeah.
When did you go to school? How much school did you get?
I went to school when they built school up there in 1908, up in Eagle, public school. So I went to school there. So here and there, I go here and there and go to school. And we ain't got no paper pal like that. We got in a round table. We got that slate.
Mm-hmm.
And then after we finish, teacher corrected. And then we get wet cloth and rub them off again.
Mm-hmm.
Go same over again.
That's right. Yeah. What teachers did they have up there? Government teachers or missionary teachers?
We start for
missionary
teacher before they build that public school.
Public school, mm-hmm. That came later.
Yeah.
What missionary, what church?
Well, Episcopal Church. That's what built there up there in 1904.
Mm-hmm.
And that church is still standing there.
Oh, really? And then when did the public school come in?
Well, about 1908.
Mm-hmm.
They built it with a log structure. And then ever since was school. coming up, see different teachers come up. See.
Who were some of the early teachers that you had?
Well, they call her Mr. Evan.
Evan.
Yeah, I don't know his last name. I was looking. So.
Was this school? Did the army have families there? The military men,
yes.
Or was that still?
No, some of it. Some officers.
Some officers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And from there that Port Elizabeth, they're the ones used that telegraph line to Valdez.
Oh.
See, from Eagle.
Mm-hmm. You remember when they were building that?
That's when I was kid.
Yeah.
I remember those soldiers. They come around.
Yeah. So that was the telegraph line that they ran then from Valdez over there
to Eagle.
To Eagle.
Yeah. That's. They got stations. See, they use mule. See, for here, what do you call it? They got station, about 20 miles.
They need a relay station.
Relay station, yeah. Tell they get to Valdez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To hook up the wire and then increase the power and send it on. Yeah.
Why did your father go to 40 Mile?
Well, there's nobody been there much, see? He got good hunting ground.
Good
they
hunting.
Sell they sell that meat to the Dawson, see?
Oh, that was a market hunter.
Yeah.
Hunter for the market.
And trapping too.
And what?
He trapped rounds. Yeah.
Was that the big way you made a living? Was you'd hunt enough for to feed yourself, and then the skins you'd be able to sell, trade goods to get the other things.
Yes. You see, early date they save everything. See skin? They don't throw away nothing. Women got tanned skin.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they go out in the spring, this kind, but first part of March, go down river, whole tribe, go about 8 or 10 family go down and hunt moose. And one fellow kill moose, he give to the other guy, and they had a party. So. Skin, they never throw away skin, they tan them, women tan them, flesh them, and take it back for spring, and when they out camp, they set tent 1 mile from village, and they all started tanning women. That's right. And they save all the meat too. They cure it. They dry them, they use bone, they boil the bone and get that what you call marrow, mixed up just like butter. And they use that for different. They save it. They go with the meat.
What's the best way to preserve the meat? Did they dry it or did they smoke it?
They smoke. You
smoke.
Get the smoke first. They dry it.
Yeah.
And they do that in the fall too.
Mm-hmm.
When the moose in the fall, for instance, just like September, fall, but 10 family go out and they get that fat moose.
How do they keep it from spoiling before
it
dries?
It's September time, you ain't got no much fly. You see, they right away they take care. They take care of the whole thing and they. And as long as smoke gets, see, it cure. And then they relay to sometimes go down river and they bring them up with boat.
What tribe of eagles did your father belong to?
The well,
natives? What, any particular tribe?
Yes, it is.
What?
They call them Yukon Indian.
Just the Yukon
Indian.
Yeah. Oh.
You call them, if I call my word well, it's a different, see?
How do you say
they call,
it?
They call Hunguchin.
Hunguchin.
Yeah, Yukon River Indian, see? And they call Dawson is Klondike, you see?
That
they had fish trap there that mother Klondike, Dawson.
They all always lived there. They all originated, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you travel very much away from your, right in that area, 40 Mile and Eagle, right in there?
Yeah.
You did?
Go back and forth.
But did you go any great distance beyond that?
Oh, I've been all over Chapin.
All over where?
Chapin, the north
Chapin.
Side.
Uh-huh.
Way over. I never stay home since I meet her. I meet her in Steamboat, see?
In Steamboat?
Yeah.
What year were you married?
I married pretty early.
All right.
We married for 46 years.
46.
You can figure back.
Yeah.
And still good friends.
1919.
Something like. What year were you, did you say you were born?
1904.
You mean you were only 15 years old
when you married her? No. Come back. That's it.
1923.
We married. That's when.
1923.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I met her 22.
Mm-hmm.
Where were we married? Where
Eagle.
Oh, in Eagle.
Did you join the church there?
Oh, yes.
Most of the village.
Yeah, whole tribe. Yeah. You ought to see some picture. I got some. Mm-hmm. That's a kitten all gathered there. Yeah, it's.
How did you make your living when you were married? What were you?
Me? Well, I tell you, it's a. First thing we got married. Well, I tell them. Went down the river in boat, get my outfit. See, that's got to be in credit. So storeman gave it to me, and some people give me a present. But I ain't got no mattress when I'm married. That's true.
Yeah.
Sure, everything pretty high.
Yeah.
So, went down, cut quarter wood. That time steamboat ran all summer, see? Like a contract, so cut wood all winter. That's where I make my start living.
Well, Mrs. Stevens is named Sophie.
Sophie.
What you had when you got married? What did you have anything at all? Did you have a stove or anything like that?
Well, she would explain.
I bet you would.
The only stove we had was little Yukon stove, mm-hmm. But so big.
Uh-huh.
And burn wood in it.
A little louder.
Were you born in Eagle too, Mrs.?
No, I was born in Circle.
In Circle,
mm-hmm.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
And what were you traveling on the boat when you met Arthur here?
Well, I was born in Circle 1904.
And, same year.
Mm-hmm, and when my mother died, I was 8 years old.
Mm.
And then there was and I had two other sisters too beside me. They were younger than me.
And their names?
Eva and Annie.
And
are they still living?
No, they both died a long time ago.
What was your last name? What was your name before you were married?
Andrew.
Andrew.
Had your folks lived in Circle for quite a while, or were they just kind of?
Yeah, they've lived there all the time.
That was their village.
Mm-hmm. So that's where my mother died, and after my father took care of us, and there was one teacher there in Circle. So that fall, after my mother died, then she took me, and I can't remember much.
Yeah.
I remember
that's
I
a long
stayed,
time ago.
Yeah, that's a long time ago. I stayed with that teacher. She's kind of old lady, but she teaches school down there at Circle. And I stayed with her I forgot how long, but anyway, after that I went to Nenana. That was in 19... Nenana Mission at that time.
Oh, the Episcopal Mission.
Yeah. In Nenana.
Uh-huh.
So I speak.
The mission was fairly new then, wasn't it? No,
it was. Look, it was built long time.
Long time before
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm. There were quite a lot of us there at the school. And
was it a boarding school?
Boarding school. Uh-huh. They take different children from different part of the along the Yukon River. So nobody to look after me, so she sent me there.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed there about 4 years.
4 years.
Then after 4 years, then I went to Fort Yukon and stayed there in the mission. And then after that, they sent me down to Canada.
Canada?
Yeah.
You got them down the river.
Traveled along there.
You got along, all right. You got around there.
I was raised mostly in the mission school.
Did you have children, a family? Did you are they still around? Do you have a
yes.
family here?
Mm-hmm. No.
Sure, we got family.
Oh, we got just some of our grandchildren are
yeah.
here in Fairbanks.
They're here. In
they're all grown up too.
Oh, sure.
Would you tell us the names of your children and how old they? When were they?
I can't
are all
remember
your children
their
gone
age.
Now? Huh? Are all your children gone? You say
yes. Them.
Yeah.
I've got three boys and one girl. Two of my boys are out in the States.
Mm-hmm.
And
what are their names?
Andy and Freddie. Freddie is the youngest.
Mm-hmm.
And then my other boy, he's in Fairbanks too. He's been going working at Slope, North Slope.
Mm-hmm.
And my girl is in Eagle Cut. Eight kids.
Yeah. Mm. And what's your girl's name and what's your boy's name that's on the slope?
Silas.
Silas?
Mm-hmm. And my daughter's name is Martha.
Mm-hmm. And all of these boys are married?
No. Didn't.
Sure.
Just my youngest boy was married and Silas was married, but he lost his wife a long time ago. When all his kids were small.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not married no more.
Mm-hmm. What did you do after you were married then?
Me?
Uh-huh.
I do everything to make money.
Yeah.
Work and fool. Trapping, never stay home. Bring in them fur. I've been north trapping. I've been 40-mile country trapping, all that area. And even I've been going clear to Canada, go around Porcupine River.
Mm-hmm.
You hear clear down Old Crow, down to Fort Yukon.
Mm-hmm.
So.
When did you live over in how long did you there before you moved to Fairbanks? Have you lived in Fairbanks very long?
No, we lived in here since 1966.
66.
Just
oh.
because on my health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I had this trouble, so what do you call asthma?
Yeah.
I had so that's why we left. We left Eagle, so I could be close to be, doctor.
Yeah, I
if
see.
I moved back, well, they had to be playing. See, sometimes I just had the time. Lots of people, when I left Eagle, they never thought I ever come back.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're feeling pretty good now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta take care of myself.
Yeah, well,
that's
you're looking very well.
Right.
Very young for your age. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why some of this Eskimo woman got full.
Yeah.
They think I'm young.
Yeah.
I had a lot of kick about it.
She doesn't know about that.
Oh, I trust her. We trust each other together.
Are there any other questions you folks did to think that you'd like to ask Arthur?
Well, let's say now, we had you earned a living, of course, working very hard. You were a trapper, and you're 66 years of age, unbelievably.
Yes.
And surely you did more than trapping. Now, you chopped, you cut wood, and...
Did you have fish wheel, too?
Oh, yeah.
For your dogs, you always had a dog team for the trap line.
We're fishing. We're not good fishermen. We don't look at it. We just go at it. It's only take about 6 weeks to fish in the Yukon River. So we put up smoked salmon, and she put up lots. We raised garden too. She look after potatoes, carrots, beets, all them vegetables. And she picked berries, make jam. You always make it from the country if you work at it.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays they don't do it, these young people.
Well, that's what I was going to say. There's nobody that really lives off the land anymore like that.
No. Just a few
of the older
people.
That can still... By the trapping and the hunting and the fishing and growing a few vegetables, that's the big
thing. Mm-hmm. And then I work in a boat too, summer.
Yeah.
That's where I meet her. Mm-hmm. I work about 14 summers.
14 summers on the river boats up the Yukon.
Dawson, from Dawson Clear to Nenana, with that boat river.
Can you name some of the boats you worked on?
Yeah, steamer Yukon. Steamer Alaska, what you call Oxala, they call it. That's two boats I was in.
You ever worked on Nenana?
Hmm?
Did you ever work on Nenana?
No.
I just.
Well, the same type of that wood burner.
Yeah.
You get. Well, you got to work pretty near clockwise when you work in a boat.
You used to be a boat cannon, too. Did you ever work on cannon?
I worked on cannon when I was a kid.
I came up from Canada in 1908. I was in Canada.
I was 1920.
Came up from Fort Gibbons on Canada, too.
Can you tell us any interesting experiences about working on the boat? I'm sure you must
have some very interesting
experiences.
Sure. I was right-hand man to the captain and first mate. And I worked, just the same, you got to obey the boss. And show you work in there. So I had no trouble. And then I worked for Highway Department for six. That's where I get retired. I worked there for 16 summers. That's it.
16 summers? On the roads around there?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Out of Eagle. Right?
Yeah. I worked here in Fairbanks 3-4 years.
I imagine that you were an Eagle when the first automobile drove into Eagle. Can you remember that?
Well, that's been 52.
Oh, 52?
Yeah.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it may have been before that.
No. They had road to the Chicken, where the mining camp.
I see.
But they went through to Eagle 1952.
Is there anything left at Eagle now, or is it much smaller now than it used to be?
Oh, much smaller.
Yeah.
But you see how people, all this family, they scatter around for working?
Yeah. They have to go where the work is, and there's nothing there anymore.
How many children in the school now about? They got that big new school.
30, I think.
30?
Yeah.
And how many classes?
Must
be four rooms there at least.
Yeah. They got one big room. See? They all divided each.
Well, you told us how you prepared the meat. You dried it, you smoked it. And you were also telling about the woman took care of the skins.
Yeah.
Now, could you tell us how they prepared the skins?
Well,
nice and pliable and soft.
That's true. They work hard on it, see? And they use moose brain, see? And then they build a smokehouse, they cover it with that skin, and they let some kind alder, see? They smoke just enough, and then put in that brain water, and then just like you put soap, say some, they put soap in, and they scrape with it. Sometimes taking about 2 weeks to tan skin. Working
you,
on.
You put the use the brain water,
yeah,
and dip the skin in it.
Yeah,
to
leave
make
it there.
To make the hair come off.
No.
No, they cut the hair with a sharp knife, and they flush it with their bone.
Oh, with the bone,
yeah,
they use the flesh. Oh.
Now, do I understand correctly, you take the moose brain and you mix it with water and,
yeah,
put it
with
in a tub or something?
No, they got that in the sack.
Oh.
You see that in the sack, they keep it, they...
They roll it up.
They yeah.
Roll it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then leave it set,
yeah,
I suppose, for...
just about a day.
About a day.
Mm-hmm. Then start over again, see? And then they hang pole, see, cross pole, and they keep working on it. Well, they started turning over the hard place.
Well, they move. They have this. They have this brain in a gunny sack.
No, flour sack.
Flour sack.
Yeah.
Little sugar sack. We always use that to keep the brain in.
And then
we don't use it all at one time. We just take so much.
Yeah, see them.
So it can last until we get through tanning the skin. We just take so much and put it in a piece of rag and squeeze it in that warm, lukewarm water. That's what we use. Then after that, it's just like that water turns kind of white, just like soap water. And then after we smoke that skin, we put it in the water and let it soak for till it's soaked good in that water. And then we use that thing on it and make it so it will be. And after we use that thing to get it soft, like. And then after that, we take it out and we got some kind of. It's almost like this, and we hang it over that, and we wring it out, and keep wringing it till all the water goes out. And then after that, we put it on a pole that's like this. Stick this, and we tie stick like that, and put that skin over it, and then we start to tan it. Sometime when you come around, I'll show you. It's something like this that we use to tan skin.
That's what you scrape the hair off with?
No, just...
Just ripping yourself
and
working yourself.
That's
working
not
the
layer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's bone, you say? It's made of bone?
No, it's made out of a saw.
Out of a saw?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's something like an
Eskimo
ulu?
Yeah.
Something
like
that. Oh, not so sharp.
Not so sharp.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, now, all the time, have you got the hair off of that skin yet?
Not before we're going to do that, we cut the hair off with knife.
Mm-hmm. And
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then after that, we flesh it with bone.
Oh, on this, where the hair is, on the
mm-hmm.
side of
no.
the hair? Oh, on the other side.
We use that side for, we scrape that.
I used to hear they use ashes for it. Did anybody,
anyone
you know, use ashes for
tanning? Yes, you could
I've
do
heard
it.
About
yeah.
that.
We could
ashes.
Do it. I do it now.
You use ashes mm-hmm. too?
Wood ashes?
Hmm? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wood ashes.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I take the hair out. I just leave it there. Or either this coat.
Oh.
See? Mm-hmm.
I have a large moose hide, and
yeah.
they said it was tanned with ashes because it's darker than most hides that have been tanned other ways.
Well, you have an interesting story on tanning on ashes. Possibly you could tell us that. We've learned how to do it now with moose brain.
How do you tan with ashes?
Well, that's not... You don't tan that... You don't tan with it. You know, just to take the hair out.
Oh,
Oh, yeah. 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 That's.
Well, when you, well, then you got the hide all nice and clean and everything, and you smoked it to give it that brown color. Was that the reason you smoked it?
No, it would just do that from the beginning.
Oh.
Use some kind of, just like willow, smoke under it. Just keep, we do that right along till we get tan, that moose skin nice and soft.
Oh, that helps to make it soft.
Mm-hmm. Then we cut the edges all around off, and then we sew it up together and put smoke it. Then it turns yellow, don't know what.
Brown.
Yeah, brown.
Brown, It gets brown.
What did you make out of that moose skin?
Oh, mixed slippers and boots.
She's a good sewer.
Mittens. Coats?
No, never make coats. Ever since I come into Fairbanks, I can't even tan no skin. No place to do it.
No.
No handy place.
Then, when you first came, was there lots of bead work on, did the natives do bead work in those days, or did that come later?
Well, yeah.
When you were a little boy, did they trim their moccasins and everything with beads?
Yes.
They did.
Sure. When I was a little boy, they did. And way back, around middle 1800, you know, they got them big beads, they use it for trade. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they use it, just for money, too.
Mm-hmm. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what one bead would, what one bead was worth, or?
Well, that's from white man, I guess, best to native, I guess.
That's where he best.
I've heard stories that the one bead was a beaver skin. And
yeah.
Big beads,
well, that's
beaver skin.
Beads, but that, so that's where they trade with them. Start then, money come, and look at that way back. All people up Dawson, you know, strike with one of my cousin and my father. They got that number 4 El Dorado.
Oh,
yeah, it worth $1 million. But they was, and here come white man, he say, here, I'll give $2,000. See? So he give me $1,000 cash, and he give me lots of blanket and shirt and some gun. So he sold it. He think that's all right. So, but this guy, he got that claim, he's a rich man.
Another question, did you get sick in your younger days? And if you did you have any particular native treatment that you found to be very good?
Well,
do you have a doctor or a native doctor?
Yeah, I was kids when they had doctor, but early day they say they got the doctor that they had medicine man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. It's some medicine man, it's just like, you know, not. And some medicine man is got powerful and do his work for the people sick. So that's it. They give him some kind of, oh, when they catch cold, I guess they take that from spruce. They peel them up and they take next to the spruce. They chew it. So. That clear up their throat. What? When I was kid, I ain't got no toothpaste, nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what my daddy told me? He said, go out and get that spruce gum. Chew it all day. You have to kill the germ. That's what he's right.
And you still got good teeth?
I got thin teeth, I got.
Yeah?
Yeah?
There must have been other things. Those are very interesting things that you're telling us.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the native doctors or witch doctors or whatever they called them? Do you remember?
Sure.
When what I was kid, his name? Or
oh,
what?
Little Paul.
Little Paul.
Yeah. Paul Sal, they call him.
What?
Paul Sal.
Paul Sal.
Yeah. People know him all along the river.
And he actually could cure at times.
Well, some of it he can. I remember he tried to save his son. He's about 18 years old, I guess. He didn't know his son dying with TB, but he, that thing he can't cure. No. So after, well, army move up, well, they got doctor, army doctor. So any kid, people sick, they take it down to army doctor.
Well, are there any other questions you can think of, or any other points?
Did you know Jesse Mathers up in...
Yes.
Yeah.
She was a very good friend of mine. Yeah. I liked her very much. She's my neighbor for a while.
We know her a long time.
Yes, she's a very sweet person.
She knows us too.
Where do you live now?
At Birch Park.
Oh, you live in Birch
Park? Right
here,
yeah.
Oh, yes, I remember when you said you're down Birch Park.
What was the largest number of people that lived at Eagle at any time? Do you recall
well,
how
that,
big it was?
That used to be there, oh, about 700-800 people.
About what year was that?
Oh, that's middle that 1800.
Middle 1800.
Yeah.
And those 1800. Were all native people,
yeah.
All Indian.
Mm-hmm. All Indian.
What kind of houses did you live
oh,
in?
Oh, they got log cabin.
Log cabin.
Yeah, they got some, they hew, that's what they hew. Them, they split those straight timber and they use that for floor. They get their meat out in the, where's the caribou run, up in 40 mile country. They got all their fence built for the caribou to put herd in it. They can get 100 caribou in one tank.
Did you have snares inside the...
They got snare out. Going out, see, every like this. So they got snare in. They drive that caribou in it and they get in front and they keep going. The caribou go in there, he get in snare and they all turn back. Keep, and pretty soon they get bone arrow and get rid of it, see. And they take care of it good too.
They use the caribou
for meat
then.
Yeah.
I don't imagine you ever used a bow and arrow or a saw.
Oh, yes. I was a kid.
To kill a game?
To kill a, not big game,
yeah.
But to kill a rabbit or like that, yeah. I hunt with it.
My, you get, though?
My
all
dad. My dad used a big arrow for me.
Well, when you got these caribou, then you had to get enough caribou when they ran in the fall to last you all winter.
Yeah.
And you didn't eat anything all winter, but just dried fish and dried caribou.
Caribou,
huh?
And some root and berries, I think, yeah. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, part of the country, all down from that circle area down to north of Fort Yukon. Some people, lots of people starve. Mm-hmm. They can't get near to the where they get their meat, see?
Mm-hmm. If the caribou don't run in that,
yeah,
in that year.
That, yeah, that's, so they have.
Did you ever travel to traders? Did you move from Eagle, for instance, and go to, toward Haines, for instance, to trade with the coastal Indians? Or?
Well, no. Early day, I guess it does that. And that Valdez when they go there. But we used to, mostly we done trade with the fur and meat is up Dawson. Yeah, we're close by, see. We're about 50 miles from Dawson.
Well, I think you've been talking almost an hour now, yeah. And I imagine you're getting tired. Maybe yeah. We can add to this some other time. Do
yes,
you have anything special to say?
Not this time.
Not this time, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have
sure.
How do you make
wait,
manic?
Next time I'm going to put a recipe. I write it down.
You write it down?
Yeah.
I'd like to have that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you said it for a recipe.
Well, I can make lots of talk yet, plenty to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we thank you
sure.
very much. Mr. and Mrs.
Mm-hmm.
Stevens are
yeah.
Here to give us this little talk,
mm-hmm.
and perhaps some other day we can add to it. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Please turn this off.